Okay, I'm gonna read out the track names of your
Let's go, man.
Your thing, yeah. Mind Games. Mm. Make It Make Sense. Mm. Over Me. Mm. Need Your Love. Mm. I Need That Man. Treacherous. Interlude. Tings.
Hey.
Poor Connection. Mm. Toxic Love. Mm. Changed For You. Waste Man.
Changed For You.
Tied up.
Oh,
BDSM.
BDSM.
And then.
One day I fell through my shower, you know.
What?
But it's a backstory.
You
fell as in like you fell through
the ground.
Story, like if you're in the kitchen downstairs, you would have saw my leg.
You're large.
Should I tell you the backstory?
Yeah.
I'm like 15 or 16. This is my house in moving. I know there's better things in the house that should be fixed, but it's not fixed.
I'm just
doing stupid things like cardboards to cover certain things that should be fixed.
Yeah.
So I remember I'm getting ready for a bathroom.
I've got cardboard in the bathroom.
Bro, it's crazy. But anyway, cool. Forgiveness. You know what I'm saying? I forgive you, pops. So boom, my dad's come out of the shower. He's like, oh, be mindful. There's like a...
there's a hole in the thing.
Because I've got like a burn on my lick from it, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm explaining it though. So he's like, be mindful. There's like a hole.
There's a whale.
Kind of thing there right outside the shower. So when you go in, just mind that.
Mind, you know what I'm saying?
But they kind of put like cardboard to kind of clean it. It's a shower. There's water. So when I put in the shower, I'm alert. I'm like, boom, got around it, open the shower, go in. But you know when you're in the shower, your mind goes elsewhere.
So I forgot all of that stuff.
Trying to get clean. I forgot that. Nice, come out the shower and I've stepped right into it, innit? Basically, my legs have gone all the way through, innit? So I remember I screamed or shouted, innit, whatever.
Yeah.
And my boy was downstairs, Mui. And he heard me screaming and he went to the kitchen and he saw my leg.
Oh my days. What? And you were naked, so he saw.
Who's gonna land down? I could be walking around with some burnt balls.
Yeah, lucky, fam.
But obviously, my leg in it. So obviously, there's pipes and that in it.
Yeah.
So my leg was fixed. So obviously, they came up, ran upstairs, opened the door. Had to obviously drag me out, you know what I'm gonna say?
Yeah.
Looking back is funny because like my leg dangling down, my boy see my leg dangling down, it's crazy.
Oh, there's one leg.
The funniest thing about the story is you are naked.
I'm naked.
Because you gotta drag you out.
Naked, innit?
You gotta drag you out. You gotta drag you out, innit?
Did you cry? Did you shed a tear?
No. But it hurt, man. Do you know what I'm saying? Burning, obviously, bandages and that. Still, but yeah, looking back, it's funny. And at the time, it was like, it was still funny at the time because, like, I fell through a shower, bro.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's insane.
But yeah, that's just a story.
But did your dad come pick you up and just see your team?
I can't remember how it was like that, but I don't think it was like that. I probably grabbed a towel straight.
Toad in the hole, man.
Crazy.
That's a madness, bro.
Yeah, crazy, man.
Imagine going to the kitchen to make jello and you just
see somebody's willy
on top of it. And that's
the problem because the kitchen was fucked as well. That's why you can even see the fucking shit. You know the massive stuff.
Yeah.
You're meant to fix things and things are just like slowly falling apart.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it was all of that, bro.
When you moved to Wolverhampton?
This was in Wolverhampton. So it was a nice house, but there was things that were just...
I know your dad was vexed at you as well.
Yeah.
Probably still.
I told you.
You should have been sorted, man. That's a mad hazard, bro.
This is Tim from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment and subscribe.
Okay, this is Pass the Meerkat, episode 26. This episode is sponsored by Hera. I am here with Iman to my right, Pedro, Sheikh.
Say hello, man.
Vish. And my boy Tim is back in. in the chair. Now I'm joking. We got Tim in the studio, but we've also got Tim, Big Tobes in the studio. Man. Give a round of applause for Big Tobes.
Okay. Did you do the Monarch's intro? Did he note him?
Boy, let's get into
that. I want to get into that.
Tim's been saying for a while that you both went to the same college. You guys used to hang out, draw girls together.
It's one of them ones. Yeah, but obviously me and Tim are the jealous thing. Run it, Wolfram store. You get me?
But you know him from college. You recognize him?
Yeah. Common course, man.
Yeah, I saw you.
I say he's from the end. You're from the ends as well. Yeah, well, he's from the ends, man. See Tim about it, you get me? Yeah, come on.
Shut up, man.
Was he like a...
Tim was just cool. I just see him on the...
He's going to get chopped tomato.
He was cool, man.
He's got some stories from...
Chat with Tim. Nah, he's good, man.
Okay, cool.
He told us he robbed him once. Though.
Yeah.
Never, man.
So you guys weren't in the same class or anything like that?
No. You weren't in the same class.
Jim, he said he used to see you in the gym and whatnot.
Yeah, what? Well, that's after the college, though. Like Tottenham, he's on my Tottenham.
No, the gym in college.
Oh boy.
Oh, no.
I'm thinking, did I go to?
He was watching you. He knows you.
I would have been because I was in the gym. Couple times. I was in the gym there, so I would have seen you there. So, would you playing ball as well?
Nah,
you weren't playing ball. No.
Nah. He don't kick ball.
Like tangerines at half.
Yeah. Don't you think you guys look alike?
Is it the beard that you just? It's because of the beard.
Nah, the beard, the height, the body type.
There's bare similarities, isn't it?
When he pulled up in the G'd up, I actually thought he was Tim.
Nah, he didn't. Really? Did,
yeah,
did.
Yeah.
Like, he's not like that. He's not like that.
Similar skin tone. And they got a beard. And
big activity, man. Wolfram's doing the building.
Wolfram's doing. Okay, who is Big Tobes? Like, how would you describe yourself?
Raw, Big Tobes, man. I'm a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a normal... You know what? I'm just a normal brother with bare talents, bro. You get me? Like, obviously, yeah, I'm a rapper. Known to the public. Big Tobes is a rapper. Obviously, my name's Toby. That's where the Tobes came from. The Big Tobes came from just like size, innit? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Big when I was growing up and that, like.
Yeah.
Man would just call me Big Tobes and a nickname one. And then when I started rapping, I was like, oh, just everyone calls me this, so I might as well just rap.
Easy, yeah.
How did you get into rapping? Was it church or?
No, but it's funny you say that because obviously I'm born a Christian. I'm a Christian now, actually.
Music,
you know what I'm saying?
Music, a lot of people's interest.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I listen to gospel music a lot growing up at home, innit? So that's probably where my love for music probably started from because I was listening to gospel music before, probably secular music.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? So I would say that. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
You got better gospel on your EP. I like the.
Things.
What are your other talents? You said you got other talents. What are your other talents?
Art.
Oh, you draw.
Like drawing or
something. I've got a T1 degree in animation, man.
Oh, swear.
I wanted to, like, if rap didn't work, like, or because I'm a creative guy as well, so if rap didn't work or other things didn't work,
yeah,
I probably would have tried to do like another course on animation because I loved art, I love drawing.
That's what
I studied because I was thinking if I go to uni, what am I going to study that I'm going to actually enjoy?
Yeah.
Animation was one of the things I thought, I love art, let me try this out. So if it weren't for music, I probably would have tried my best to get in that field somehow.
Yeah.
That's good knowing like what you wanted to do like so early because, bro, I think I just went to uni for the sake of going to uni.
For bang.
I hear that still.
Fashion.
Just a rude.
What uni did you go?
Luton, man. Luton was the hood, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, my brother. Yeah,
I was a joke college. It's crazy, man.
I've seen you're doing the boxing thing as well.
Yeah.
Are you trying to do that consistently?
He loves the boxing.
He
likes the boxing, so be careful.
Yeah, boxing. No,
this guy. What's wrong with you?
You know, I started like 2 years ago. I had to do the fight thing on Wicked and Bad Bounce.
Yeah.
That's when I started. And then from then, with boxing, Do you box?
No.
He wants to.
He wants to badly.
Okay. So when I started it, it's like an addiction. You done boxing as well, yeah? You done a white colour fight, yeah?
We might as well organise. You two do a one-on-one. Yeah, one. Same size as that.
That'd be a good fight.
We say it to him.
What are you saying? Hey! Don't back up.
Tim's not down.
Tim's J. Colin.
Once I started it, it just became like an addiction, and it's good for you. Like it's a good fitness kind of sport. Mentally, physically. So since then, I just carried on. Do you know what I mean?
What, how many fights have you had now?
No, I've only had that one fight.
Or just that one?
Yeah, but I'm ready to fight again.
You don't want to avenge the loss?
Nah, I do.
Oh, you lost?
I didn't even...
Oh, yeah, I
watched it.
I remember the black eye. The black...
No, I lost all them technicalities, innit? So but we both didn't do much in the fight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But they just gave it to my man. But I was like, you know, it was experience. Like, my first time, I was like, whatever, still. But... I would love to avenge that though, but it's not in it. I tried to get it.
He wasn't on it still. How do you feel after doing the boxing? When you're walking down the street and stuff, does it make you more chilled, or does it make you more sort of like feeling?
What are you asking?
I'm down for anyone to test me.
I feel like if someone was to come to me on a street fighting thing, I'll know how to. But it's different because a street fight and boxing is
different.
It's not the same. Like it's not.
You lost. So if I saw you on the street,
I could try.
You ban him up.
A lot of men don't realize like boxing and street fighting is
different.
Bro, because man can fight and that. Like if I go into boxing, nah, bro. Like it's fitness. It's like not being tense, not rushing. It's just so much things.
So you basically, you got bare street XP. You've had bare fights on the street.
I've not had bare fights, but I've had enough fights to know if I can fight.
So can you fight?
Yeah, I can fight, man.
You ever been beat?
I mean, now I'm older now, innit? I don't know if I've got the energy to fight, but like if I have to fight and I have to defend myself and I have to like get out and do something like.
But have you ever thought, I could fight, but just been smacked up by someone?
No, never, man.
Never yet.
Never. You've never lost a fight.
You ain't gonna come on mic and say that. Even
so, you got better.
I'll say if I've lost a fight. It's all right to lose.
Yeah,
a fight,
it's all right to lose, man.
I'm not Superman, but I've never lost a fight.
Okay, cool.
I'm saying
that's scary.
I'm not saying I can't, but I've just never lost a fight. Like.
Okay. Did man used to try you like back in? You grew up in Walthamstow, Tottenham.
No, so I went to school in Tottenham.
Okay, but you
Walthamstow was
okay. Okay,
I went to school in Tottenham. I was actually born in South London.
Oh,
East, when I was like 12, 13, went to school in Tottenham. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did you get into like bare hood fights and all of that kind of stuff, or was you doing like the hood thing?
Nah, because I'm not a gangster, bro. Like I never grew up a gangster. I just grew up in the end. So like
you knew
I knew what's going on, and I've just been kind of like a tough kind of individual. But I've never been like a troublemaker or someone that wants to be in this gang. Or I've just kind of held my own. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So like it was never. I never really had no fights in the ends. Like. Couple olders tried it when I was young and that, but they rated man anyway, so it wasn't like a thing where anyone was able to smack me up. Like I've probably been like dragged up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I've not had no like fights in the end of that. Maybe just only in school, and then outside the like I've had stuff through music because of man them in situations that I've had to back. You know what I'm saying?
It's not your thing. It's
man have put me in a situation now, and now it's like.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That's some crazy experiences like after show sometimes. It's mad.
Yeah.
What's like your craziest experience after a show?
Oh, after a show, I remember we had a show in Leeds now. This is like when I'm popping 2016 or 17, got a show in Leeds, brought all the man them. Normally, naturally brought the man them.
How many I mean is that?
There was about nine of us. Gone to Leeds, had the show. Show was lit, shut it down. Yeah. And then Lethal Bizzle had a show in a club local. So I hit up Lethal's team like, yo, the man them say, can we just pull up to your show to support?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So obviously, you've gone to the club now.
Yeah.
And even the club show was lit. Like everyone's having a good time.
Yeah.
I'm watching Lethal. I'm inspired. Like this is where I want to be. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
After the club now, you know, just chatting to gal, you're just chilling, whatever. Yeah. So I'm outside the club. Man them are doing their thing. I'm chilling. I've looked to the left now, and I'm seeing a Royal Rumble now, and I see this man them. So straight away, I've dashed there. Yeah. And now it's like a Royal Rumble, like everyone's swinging. I've got my belt out, like I'm just. I've got my belt out, I don't know what's going on. Yeah. And I remember some light skinned big brother, he's in front of me now and he's pulled out a shank in it. And you know what he said? He said, yo, Tobes, I don't want to shank you, bro. That's what he said to me.
Like,
and I've got my belt out, he's got his shank out, and we're both just pitting.
His weapon is finishing your weapon.
I'm not even thinking, like, whatever. So I'm just there, he's there. And you know, the only thing that saved me is that his brethren come from the side and bang me in my face.
Oh.
So he's banging my face. So I've finged and I was scattered again. And then police and then everyone scattered. But if that didn't happen,
then yeah, would have been.
His brethren could have come with a shank.
Yeah.
He could have just shanked me on a thing where he doesn't know what I'm on.
Yeah.
And that's when I realized, listen, when I'm going to these shows, I can't bring the man them like that. Yeah. And I can't be in a position where I'm in this situation because, bro, I'm the artist. You know, I'm meant to make sure I'm not even.
It's your career.
Man, them from the ends, they don't think like that.
Yeah.
Not even on purpose, but they just don't understand that this is man's life. This is man's career.
Yeah.
This is my business thing. But they're not just thinking, if it's cracking, this is what we do.
Yeah.
That was like a crazy experience after. That's probably the craziest show experience. Like, yeah. I don't really have mad show experiences. That's crazy. Like, that's probably the only real.
Do you know I'm happy I've never been in that exact situation? Because say I'm licked, yeah, and someone's got a shank and I've got a belt. I'm just going to think of the movies that I'm going
to do. You think it's all...
Wrapping around his bed.
If you get Indiana Jones, isn't it?
Crazy. Did that ever come out? Like, because I never heard about that.
The man from Leeds knew what was going
on. They spoke about it.
He knew what was going on, but it wasn't like
a public thing.
I don't think anyone filmed it. Oh. Maybe they did, but nothing came out.
It
was just them. We knew. He man can't come over here again. Kind of vibe. But
yeah.
It was just one of them ones still. But like, yeah.
How was that period? Like I'll call it like the Afro swing period. Mm-hmm. Like being an artist and being involved in that.
16,
like,
17,
that's,
good,
that's the best. Like, as you see, we've been the same since then.
Yeah, it's not.
It was a beautiful time, and I feel like everyone was really having fun. Everyone was being true to themselves. Like, it was just...
It was ours.
Obviously, the scene's in a good place now in terms of, like, obviously, you got artists making mad chart success, like, same shows and that, like, bigger than before. But I just feel like the vibe just isn't the same as it was. And I'm glad that I was actually a part of that, to be honest with you, bro.
Did you go to Texas? South by Southwest, yeah.
What, them times there?
Yeah.
I did still. Okay. South by Southwest, yeah, I did.
Yeah, I think I went to that.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, my brother.
When I was there,
I think it was only once. Yeah, you must have been there.
Yeah, that must have been. I think was that 2018 or 19?
Yeah.
I was there performing. So
how was that?
Because it was mad. First time in America before.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What was that saying?
It was mental, man. It was crazy to obviously be in America performing. Got bare big celebs performing in different venues as well. Like, it was just a mad experience, man. But them times that I was getting bare shows, so it was all just happening, innit?
When it's up, it's up.
Do they know your lyrics out there as well in Texas?
Maybe like one, two, three people do, but people didn't really know. I just had to perform.
What's the crowd saying there? Did they kind of rate it?
It's a good crowd, like, because they're here for hip hop, they're here for music, so it's not like a London. See, London, man, I'll be a stushing at.
They're
they might not know your lyrics, but if you give a good performance, they're with it. You know what I'm saying?
It was different, isn't it? Because it was like random, like, it was almost like pop-up performances.
Yeah.
Like the whole roles were locked off.
Like a carnival.
It was like just different performances in different buildings. Bro, it was mad.
Texas, the girls there are nice, right?
I don't know, bro.
Family doesn't know. Okay, you got...
No, let's be real. No, come on, bro. We're in America, bro.
Yeah. Okay.
It's crazy out there.
Wait, you're saying American girls are better than...
Oh, you're China. He's trying to set you up. Nah, my London girls all the way, man. Okay. Big up my London crew.
Okay, you got a new EP out.
Yeah, man.
Toxicology.
Come on.
Do you know what toxicology means? Did you get an A in science or a B?
No, I didn't study the word toxicology, but I kind of just I thought I made that word. Still, I'm not gonna lie, isn't it?
You thought you made the word.
It's a word.
It's definitely a word. What branch of science do you think toxicology comes under? Physics, biology, or chemistry?
He's taking you back to secondary school.
If we're gonna try and be smart with it, I'm gonna say chemistry, because you know the chemistry between a man and a girl and toxicology.
Slaps.
Put it into my music.
You're a rapper. It's
a good metaphor. Sure.
It is chemistry. It is chemistry.
Yeah, there we go.
Biology.
Man.
There we go, man. Man and a woman. Biology.
I hear that as well.
Okay, I'm gonna read out the track names of your.
Yeah, let's go, man.
Your thing, yeah. Mind games. Mm. Make it make sense. Mm. Over me. Mm. Need your love.
Mm.
I need that man.
I hate that song.
Treacherous.
Treacherous.
Interlude. Tings.
Hey.
Poor connection. Mm. Toxic love. Mm. Mm. Changed for you. Waste, man.
Changed for you.
Tied up.
Oh,
BDSM.
BDSM.
And then Zodiac lovers.
Yeah.
What's your project about?
It's really just like it's like an emotional journey through like toxic love, like the ups and downs, yeah. The good times, the bad. But how I've kind of come in this project is more so I'm saying the things that a lot of men want to say to their partners or the situations that they don't really say.
Mm-hmm.
So like I'm really kind of speaking on behalf of the man them, like the real brothers in a relationship. So I'm kind of real with it.
Yeah.
I'm vulnerable with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about real stuff as well. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's just really expressive and just talking about how man feel in certain situations, what I like, what I don't like, how you made me feel when you did this,
yeah.
The reason why we're not getting to this place that we're supposed to get to, mm. And what I'm dealing with. It's that kind of vibe. It's like a roller coaster of like emotions.
Yeah.
And I try to take people through a journey through the project, man.
Yeah. So, is it? Would you say it's your story?
So a lot of it is from my story.
Tied up.
You know what? Tied up ain't really about
that one. Yeah, the good like, right. That's what you said.
There's one song in it that's really, really proper about like man's yeah. situation.
Mm.
But I done that song 4 years ago still. So
okay.
But yeah, there's some songs that are really, really proper about my thing. You get
do you just have an idea, like in terms of like your writing style? Do you have an idea or like or based on something that you've experienced and you kind of write a song around that? Or do you just come up with something?
I just come up with stuff, man. Like, I don't go through something and be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go studio and write about this. But yeah. It's happened. So when I'm writing, it might just come out and then I just, think.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What song is about you?
What song is... The most personal one on there is probably Poor Connection still.
Poor Connection.
Tell us a story about that.
Kind of got to listen to the song, man.
I've listened to it.
It's where I was in a relationship at the time. And where I felt me and the girl was at the time, innit?
Mm.
Yeah. So I'm basically talking about where we are and addressing everything, like kids. I ain't got no kids, but like kids and marriage and things that I wanted to do or can't do and certain insecurities that I felt like she had and stuff like that, innit? It's just like really me really just going kind of deep on a topic and just being very honest.
You loved her.
Yeah, 100%.
You missed.
You're a man. You're a real man.
Yeah.
What did he?
He's a roadman.
I was trying to guess what your follow up question was going to be. That's why. Carry on.
What do you think my follow up?
No. I'm good. Carry on.
I'm just. So you were in love.
Yeah, 100.
You loved her. You wanted to marry her.
Yeah.
I like that. You know, you wouldn't be able to say that.
Yeah, I can say that. Come on.
You haven't said that in weeks.
I said it yesterday. To my mum.
From your EP, it's like, I would feel like you have a lot of stories about women, about like your situation with women and like being a, like kind of like a ladies man sort of thing.
Mm.
Is that true or false?
I've definitely been a ladies man. Mm. As in like a jealous.
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
I'm not even on that. I'm talking about more like lover boy, like.
I've only been in love once, innit?
Okay. Oh,
you know what I'm saying? So, and before this girl, bro, me being in a relationship was a myth. Like, down. I don't think I took a girl on a date before this girl, bro.
I went on
doing all that kind of.
The romantic
relationship stuff.
Thing. Like I was even dealing with someone. I don't think I took her out once, but I'll go to a yard, sleep there, wake up there, get breakfast there, jump into work in the morning. I didn't take it, but I was busy. Like I was just hustling.
Yeah.
Music. I remember I had like a security job at the time as well.
Yeah.
So man, just juggling bare things. So I didn't even have time to like invest in a relationship like that.
Yeah.
But I just wanted someone there though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so that's kind of what it was, innit? Do you know what I mean?
Do you know how I knew you were ladies? You won't even know the story. So we went to a party like 2 years ago and one of my boys was chatting up a girl like at this party, like he's having a full-on conversation. The girl was giggling, ha ha ha, like laughing. You walked into the building.
Yeah.
You went to the bar. I swear down, this girl just walked away from me and she went straight to you.
She was smiling as well.
My boy was...
I didn't know already or something.
You might have done, maybe, but mid-conversation.
We know. She's a popular girl.
Yeah, she's a popular girl. Mid-conversation, she walked up to you. My boy hated you since this day. He might be in this room. He might be in this room. I'm not gonna bait him up.
It wasn't intentional.
What was it like transitioning from not being known to being very well known? Like in terms of, not even just in terms of like people recognizing you, in terms of girls, in terms of like just knowing that people, like when you walk down the street, people know who you are.
Yeah, was you like a, did you get girls before and then you just got more girls? Or
I got girls before, like from like school to college, and like, no, I'm not getting girls, I'm not gonna lie to you. It's only really when I went to uni, I think that's when I kind of started becoming that guy, like, you know what I'm trying to say, in terms of like, raw, gal on me, what, like that, okay, yeah, what, let's do it then, you know what I'm saying? Before then, like, I wasn't really getting that kind of attention, innit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then obviously when the music came, it was just like, nah, it's just a group thing. Yeah, it's like amplifying at you, and they're just DMing you messages, and it's just overwhelming. It's like flipping out. Like,
Were you just hearing messages? Or
yeah, you have to, in it, man.
But
How would you decide?
Filming process is mad. Filming through.
Do you must have to hire people to
go
through CVs.
No, it gets to the point where you actually just got airing because it's too much. Like, obviously, if you see one that stands out, that's like, ooh, raw, like, on a page, you might, you know what I'm saying? But in general, I'm not really on this DM thing, and like, because people screenshot, so I've always kind of been like,
nah,
rather see, I don't even open a message or don't even respond. If I do, it's spare friendly, like, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's one of them ones, isn't it? Like, so.
Okay, calm.
How's stuff been with fans? Have you met like any crazy fans?
All the time, bro. All the time, man. But the fans have been kind of cool, man. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, and I show love to the fans as well. But there's been a few crazy moments, like going to shows and like certain girl really like finding out my hotel and banging on every door. I remember my bedroom telling me, she banged on like every door in the hotel.
Trying to find your room.
Bro, what has she found
telling me? She didn't find my room still, but my boy was telling me, I think she knocked on one of his doors and he just like, oh, your Tobes ain't here or something. But I've had fans do certain things like
What's she expecting for you to do when you open the door?
That's crazy, bro.
You gotta chase your dream.
They're going for it, man. They're going for it still, man. You know what I'm saying?
That is insane.
Have you always been good at like rapping? Have you always been good at it, or were you shit initially, then?
I was never shit, but I listened to some of my old stuff. It's definitely been a lot of progress. It takes time, innit? Your pen gets sharper, you get more comfortable with your sound. But I wasn't shit, but I wasn't great. Like, you know.
But when did you get to that stage where you were like, I can release my music now, if you get what I mean? Like, I can release it to the world.
Probably, like, I've been like that since, like, since 2011, I've been releasing music, innit?
Yeah.
Under the radar kind of thing. And I think if I released, I was confident then at the time to think, I can release this, innit? So I think, say, 2011, 10, I was like, give it a go, do you know what I mean?
When did they know my style? What year did that come?
That was, like, I made that song in 2015, like, end of 2015 that dropped.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was, like, the moment for me. And when I done that song, I was like, I know this is the song. The way it resonates with me, when I slap this out, people are going to F you this one. That was like that new chapter for me, like,
Was it instant, like the response?
Instant.
That's when all the babes came in the DMs from that song.
The first show I done after that tune, this is when I realised, I might be a little star. I went to a show, because before I was doing like open mics for free and that. Crowds, but like 10 man saying back, I'm like, I'm gassed. But when you're doing shows then, 3 man rating your thing.
That's good.
But I had a club performance for uni or something, and I'm walking through to my table, and bare gal and lights and screaming. That sounds like, raw, this is what this rep thing is like. And that's when I realised, raw, like, I'm here, boy.
You were dropping things on. It was SoundCloud. Was it SoundCloud?
SoundCloud busted me still. That's why I kind of grew a lot of my fan base still, especially the ladies still. SoundCloud still.
Now, obviously, we were just talking about it earlier, the beef between Drake, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole.
Yeah.
Have you had anyone send for you? Or
only my boy, man.
that's Drake's story.
When me and Blitz. I don't know if you don't know Blitz still, but I used to kind of. A duo thing.
I remember that. He looks like you a little bit, innit?
Like, so you man are being racist, bro.
I'm not.
Every black man just.
No, but if I said that,
so yeah, yeah, but you can't say that. Though. You can't say that.
So, nah, he sent for you.
Yeah, so but we had a little thing going on, a little kind of pass our thing happening, and he done a behind bar sending for me and that still. That's the only person I sent for me still.
Did you send back?
No, I didn't, you know.
You went on it?
No, I was
J. Cole.
On it.
J. Cole, man.
I was on it, but J. Cole. It's like, so put it this way, yeah. So I'm big him up because we're good now, innit? Do you know
what
I
mean? Yeah,
okay. By the time it was in a duo thing, but I was kind of, I had my own lane, like, you know, my style and these songs. So
yeah. Justin Timberlake. As in, like, Justin Timberlake left off and he went on.
From NSYNC.
You said it for me. I don't like Justin Timberlake. I don't
agree with you or just... Yeah, you were the superstar.
Yeah, you know that...
I don't like to say it, but...
You've got something by yourself.
Yeah, basically. And then we fell out. So by the time he sent for me, like, when he sent it for me, I'm in Ibiza with Giggs and Tiny Temper before me.
Yeah, you were up, man.
And why wasn't he there with you? You're a snake.
No, it's not a snake. He fell out for that, man. It was on Twitter, dissing, man, and that. I was being a bigger man. Like, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to leave it. He's sending for me. I'm doing big things. My ego and my pride was like, I want to send back because I don't want man to think I'm shook.
But then
my people was like, bro,
Was it you who didn't, or was it your manager? Did you want to and your management?
I wanted to, and my people and my manager was like, don't.
That's smart, though. That's what they would do.
Because
I'm a rapper, so I wouldn't mind.
You would,
give a man strength now to, like, get a bit of clout.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that. And he's a cold rapper, so I would have to battle him.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to give you my time for real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like,
they're going to be at the pool party.
Should
J. Cole have apologized?
No. Oh. I mean, no. Let me not say no, because he's a grown man, and if he's decided to do a spiritual thing and he's thinking, right, his conscience and that, he's going through this journey, then yeah. But as a rapper, I feel like it's this one even that mad to even apologize.
Trust me.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't cuss his mum or cuss his...
He didn't go too far.
So why are you apologizing, bro? It's rap, bro.
Yeah.
Being competitive.
He this is art, though. This is projects, isn't it? Like, so.
Come on, this is a project, bro. Like,
yeah, 100%.
What do you think the apology does for rap?
Allows man to be soft.
Yeah. But don't you think rap's already going in that direction?
It's changed.
It wasn't soft.
But it needed to change. It can't be gangster.
That's like my man can't be making it softer, bro. But yeah, no, rap is not the same now, innit? You know what I'm saying? I swear like Drake hasn't responded either.
Apparently he's cooking. He's got to.
It's kind of hot, man. Can I get some tissue or something?
Yeah.
You got the kim.
What's going on, people? It's Manny. I'm from Pastor Meerkat, and this episode is sponsored by Hera.
You took it like a loony.
Okay, we're back. We just had to take a break. Tobes got a bit nervous when we were talking about the last topic. Mind game. That's the first song on your thing. What's that about?
Mind games. It's about mind games, man. It's about onto a girl that's not your girl, but you expect her to be acting like your girl because you're not doing the thing. And because she's not moving like your girl, even though she's not supposed to move like your girl, you're trying to be the nonchalant guy, but you're feeding this girl. So now you're getting frustrated because you see her in parties, chatting to a man.
I'm vexed.
But really,
you can't really be sure.
You can't do anything.
You ain't got right.
I feel like
you ain't got right to be vexed.
I feel like to come up with something like that, you would have had to have been in that experience. Don't do that.
I haven't been in that situation, but I just get things in it, and I see things, and I just paint pictures in it, and I put myself in certain man's shoes in it, and that's how my art is in it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So your most of your EP is not about you.
Certain things. There's aspects from probably each song in it. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Things directly. Something that I've directly kind of been through for girl. Like, do you know what I'm saying?
You've got this this voice note on there, it slaps so hard. I can't remember. It's like the third one in where it's like you ask the girl if she's got the flow app.
Oh, the interlude. Yeah.
You ask her basically a girl like, oh, have you got the app that tracks your period and stuff?
Was it called?
Yeah.
And
at that point, she's done with you in it because you're
and you're trying to come over. Yeah. I feel like that's real. That's real. That's real. That's real.
That conversation.
That conversation, yeah, that version of the conversation is real, bro.
No comment, man.
But in that context, in that situation, when you're, obviously you're with a girl, she's done, she's tired with you, you're trying to go and pull back in there, and you're trying to move through, like, that's a relatable situation.
It's a relatable situation. Every man's been through that kind of situation where, like, you're trying to slide back in a thing that's damaging, but you feel like you still got it like that.
You're bored on a Friday night.
Oh, let me just try a thing, man. You get me? So that's kind of that conversation. Like, just try a thing, man.
You're like, I'm pulling up.
Do you get me? And then the next song after that is Things. Because it's like, nah, he's talking about Things, innit? Because she ends the convo with like, oh, go chat to any other things. Things, innit? Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay, okay.
Do you man ask girls, or when you're in your single days, do you man ask girls about the Flow app?
There was no Flow app,
bro,
back in the day. Like this, I've only known about it, and now I've got a premium account in like the last year.
That's a premium.
I feel like you got to be in a relationship to know about that stuff, though.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that stuff before.
So recent. You know what the Flow app is?
No, I don't know that, but I heard of it.
You've heard of it, yeah. It slaps, to be honest. It slaps. Yeah.
Normally, I just say, oh, you're ovulating.
You just ask them straight up.
You have to.
Yeah. I never knew about all of that stuff.
Do all girls know about the Flow app, though?
They must.
I think most of them use it.
Because obviously the...
Let's track the cycle.
It helps them, innit, to just track their own thing.
Trying to have sex with a girl when she's ovulating is crazy, though.
Why?
Because that's when they can get pregnant.
What, so you should stop?
Yeah, because it's the highest risk.
That's true. Yeah,
wait, are you ovulating?
that's what I'll do.
That's so dead.
Before I start, I'll be like, oh, you're ovulating.
And then what, you would stop if she is ovulating?
If she's ovulating, then I'll be like, do we still want to do, should we still do?
You're not stopping, man.
You're not stopping.
You're not stopping.
What do you mean?
No, but the app should show you stuff like when
the ovulation is.
When she's at her highest point.
You can beat and when she'll get pregnant or not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can see that stuff.
But they have a disclaimer at the bottom, like, don't.
No, it's not accurate. It's not.
Everyone's cycle is different.
Yeah, they say don't use this app as sexual contraception. Don't use that.
Don't vouch for me.
Yeah, exactly. It's not our problem when the baby comes. We're not paying. We're not putting any child support in.
Those apps are risky because you look at the app and you see a point where they're not ovulating or whatever. You do the business, you end up with a kid.
Yeah. It's you can't get.
They can hold the egg. Sorry, they can hold the sperm for. All
right, scientist.
Yeah.
Nah,
yeah.
Research.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I tell girls I like my eggs well done.
Oh my god.
That's not fertilized.
That's not a joke. That's actually dumb as hell.
Big up Eddie though.
Eddie.
Wait the fuck up, man. Wait the fuck up.
Okay, what's like the craziest thing a fan has done for you? Like I need
done
some
for me.
Done to you.
Done to me.
Yeah. Or like four. Or for like... you.
Yeah, both.
Any. Man said good, you know. You got some good
fans. They bought him a new car.
I wish, man. My fans are moving. Tight. No. Nothing crazy, man. Like fans of like cakes and stuff. Got me cakes, or one fan bought me
cake,
a cufflink.
Cake,
a proper cake.
Edible.
You're the rapper.
If that's what you like, that's what you like.
Flour and them things.
Okay.
Like, cufflinks and that, like just little gifts here and there. Do you know what I mean? So I had some sweet fans still.
What, as in like on a random thing?
Just on a like congratulations, like if I might have dropped something, like a project.
Ah, that's sweet, just, man. I see. They got your stuff. Okay.
How does that work? Would they ask for your address or do you just meet up?
Oh, at a show, innit? Like they'll see me at a show and come to my show and give me the, yeah.
Oh,
that is insane.
Because, bro, there's no certainty that they're even going to see you like that.
Yeah.
And it's a risk.
They're going to make sure, though. They're going to make sure.
So this cake situation, someone bake a cake and they brought it to the show.
Yeah.
Slaps.
Jesus, bro, that's all we're getting is claps, bro.
Well, to be fair, if they don't see him, at least they have dinner.
Exactly, yeah. Some nice cake for the crowd as well. Okay, what's like the worst thing a fan has done?
No fan's done anything.
Nothing crazy?
Yeah, nothing to say like it's the worst thing, no.
The hotel things, probably.
You had psycho moments.
That's just maniac.
That's crazy, though.
Yeah.
Knocking on every door.
Yeah, that's maniac still.
That's calm. Your journey's... That's your
thing. Yeah, but I've not got to that level yet where I feel like... You get them really psycho fans in New Zealand.
Yeah, them ones that just turn up in your window.
Yeah, I've seen them. Yeah, them crazy ones. So.
You want that, though?
Nah, man.
It slaps a bit, though. A little.
As long as I'm safe.
As long as man's calm
and that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, you grew up in Morvenstow.
Yeah.
Have you got any hood stories?
Have I got hood stories?
You got, I just,
I know you got some good, you got some good ones.
Yeah, no, bear hood stories, man.
The police don't watch this. They don't.
I told you, I'm not a gangster, man. I've just been around a lot of like. Mm.
Stop saying that, because Tim told us you robbed him. Like,
it was an accident, man. I was young.
It's all coming out now,
bro. Just keep the lights on. Apologies, bro. How much is it? I'm good now, bro.
You're gonna give it back.
I said to keep the lights on.
The hood's been wild, man. It's been bare things, man. Like, I've had people try to draw me out over mad, crazy things, bro. Like, man, olders coming out of jail and trying to do the big pun, not big pun, Suge Knight.
Yeah.
I was just bare kind of crazy. Like, one day I want to do a movie on my story, like, do you know what I'm saying? Even how I got sliced in my face and shot, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's a wait,
you've been shot?
Yeah, bro. I got sliced in my face and shot at the same time, bro.
What? You're 50 Cent, man.
That's
crazy.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And that's a deeper story, but even that's got nothing to do with, man, but like,
that's a deeper story,
but one day I want to proper
like,
do a document, like show people like man's kind of journey, because it's been crazy stories that like,
it's so crazy when you're around people who are about that life, how that can impact you, even though you're not involved.
100%, man. 100%, man. But you choose your, like, and then you choose your brethren, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? You choose your brethren and you just, like...
Yeah, sometimes you can't get away from it. You don't even...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man, but it's like, I'm not going to act like it's not been... It's just certain situations just I've just got caught up in, and that's just what it is, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? It's not like every day, man's like... Because I've always been able to... I've always kind of known what I wanted to do. Mm. And it's not... Yeah. It's to be successful.
Yeah.
I've been able to separate myself from things, but some things is just peaking it, do you know what I'm saying? Like, you just end up in situations, it's like...
Yeah. Where was shot? I didn't like, where about?
It was, what else? Am I back in it?
Oh, shit.
So a man's pulled out a burner in front of me.
Yeah.
And then his Cody, he's come from behind, man, sliced my face. I've turned around and he shot me in my back. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sheesh.
Yeah,
you were warring. Was you warring with these?
I wasn't warring with these people. It sounds like it's a proper, deeper story. Like.
Yeah.
And it's got so much different trolls to the story that ended up there, but I shouldn't have been in that picture at all.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? But it's like, it's hard to talk about, because if I talk about it involves so much different people and things, and it gets very complicated, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But one day, do you know what I'm going to say? Like, one day, like, I'll speak about it.
Who's the guy that done, what's his name, story? Is it Shy Story?
A Rap Man.
Yeah, you need to link up.
It's all a Rap Man. Do something.
I want to do a proper movie. Like, see, like how 50 done Get What You Die Trying, but it's not like a story about rapping and.
Yeah.
Not saying that I was cheesy, that was sick, but I wanted to make it really kind of real.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, innit?
Yeah.
I would love to do that, innit? Do you know what I'm saying?
Listen, I got people, 50% commission though.
once the budget's there, man, 100% or 100% did.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
It's just been a journey, man. Bare different, and that's just one thing. Like, there's just bare different things. That's. Like,
I didn't know that, you know. I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, I don't talk about it much. Like, when people ask me, like, I've been in interviews, I spoke about it, but unless you ask me, I'm not really gonna. Like, if you ask me, I'll tell you about it. But
it was on socials for a long time period.
Yeah, I've said things before, and then Shade Brothers took it, and man, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but yeah, man.
Has it changed how you are now, like, after that incident?
So after that, I was very paranoid, didn't it?
For sure.
Okay, I was paro and I was very, like, wary of things. And it's like, I was very kind of, like, on edge, innit? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. How old were you?
Like, 25, something like that.
Oh,
shit.
25 or something like that.
That's crazy.
So I was very much, like, kind of wary and kind of, like, edgy, and it involved also keeping my circle a bit tighter, because I just didn't really trust people at the time, innit?
Yeah.
Because, I didn't trust people, man. And because of that reason, I didn't trust people, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? But, man. I mean, I've always kind of been, since doing music, when you're rapping and you're from the ends, you kind of got to be like that anyway.
Man
will just draw you up because you're from
there. Yeah, they see, yeah. It's clout for them when they do something.
I'm already on edge. And that happens. Now it's like, yo, I just fuck everyone, bro. Like, I just want to just do my thing and just, do you get what I'm saying? Like, so I was one of them. But I feel like it's also a blessing, because it made me smarter.
Yeah.
And from then, I became successful as well, wasn't it? So it's like, it's just a part of my journey that God brought me through, made me stronger.
Yeah.
I learned, and I'm here, innit? I'm strong, so I can only give thanks, you know what I'm saying? Bro, like, the bullet's still in my back. Well, maybe it's dissolved now, I don't know.
Oh, they can't
take it out.
But
they couldn't take it out.
Do you know what I'm saying? They couldn't take it out, because obviously you've got your spine and you've got your walls there.
Oh, yeah.
It's gone there, but like your nerves are there. So if they try to
take it out,
it could mess up your palace.
It was like right now, unless you're feeling mad pain, just leave it in there. If you're feeling crazy pain and they have to,
then they'll do it.
Then but since then I've been cool in it. Do you know what I'm saying? So
crazy.
Praise God, man. You get me?
Yeah. Did you cry?
No, man.
How long did you cry for?
No, but you know what? Let me be real though. I've had times like when I've kind of like thought about the situation and I've shed a tear, bro.
Yeah.
Why do you man them say that? I've got a message. I shed one tear, like you shed one
It's like
your pride,
it's emotion.
Yeah.
It's like there's bare different emotions. Like, you get what I'm trying to say? And it's like you just get emotional and it's like you're just thinking about shit and then it's just like, because sometimes you're telling a story to yourself, like, and you're just thinking about it. And it's just like, bro,
it's crazy, isn't it?
It's crazy, bro. Like, what? Do you get what I'm saying? So, there's been times where, like, I've definitely shed a tear about it. But in that period of time, I was in hospital for a week, came out and went to Dubai, man.
Oh, you're active.
I booked my girl's birthday prior to that to Dubai.
So, you had
so I was like, no,
you had to go.
You've got to go. These men are not going to stop me from going. Plus, I needed to get out of the country, do something, and just get my head straight in it.
So when you went through security,
I had issues though.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
So, what you had to explain to them that thing that.
I had to explain and say, obviously, it's metal with my thing, and I had like a document to show them in it.
Okay. That's crazy.
Thank God, man.
No, that's a sick story, man.
What was it like moving from South to East London? Like, what year were you? Would have been like in year 7?
Yeah, 6 or something like that. It was, I think it was year 6. I remember still going to South to travel to go to Prime School at the end.
Yeah. Oh, that's
crazy. I think it must have been year 6 still.
What was that transition like for you?
Yeah, so obviously South lived in Stockwell, Dorset Road. That's like the proper like estates, innit? So when obviously my family sold house in Waltham, so it was like garden. You got a garden.
It's a big thing.
It's like a garden and there's greenery.
It's a big thing.
So mum was gassed to like move from there, but then my ends in Stockholm was a good community as well. So I was upset because I was like, oh, I ain't got no friends like my friends. So I was still going from east to south all the time to butt my bridges.
Estates are normally like close knit communities.
Do you know what I'm saying? So it was one of them ones, so I was happy to just be in like a nicer place. You got a house, I got my own room now. I didn't have my own room straight away, but like it was just more space and that, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, that was good, but I also missed where I kind of born and that, do you know what I'm saying? And my brethren and that, so that was it. But
did they try you in the end? Like, oh, you're not from around here?
No, never. Never, man.
It was young, though.
Yeah, I was young, man. It's like, no one tried it, man. No one could try it because I was blessed with everyone in it. You know what I'm saying? I was best of everyone and that. Yeah, no one had a reason to. Because I've always kind of been a big youth for my age.
Yeah.
And I've always been cool.
Yeah.
It's like no one wants to try with me. There's no
them big,
but the big kids
are the ones that try on.
Yeah. When I was in year 7, the year 11s, you're the biggest in year 7. We won that. I had a couple of them ones, but come on, man. I held my own, man. You get me? I'm in year 7, my brother's brethren. Because my brother went to my school, but he was in year 11.
Yeah.
Or year 10 or 11 when I was in year 7.
Yeah.
And his brethren tried it. And we went to the park to scrap.
You scuffed
and he couldn't have me. He couldn't have me.
Going to the park is great. That's like a PPV.
That's a one-on-one.
I don't even my brother even let me be in his
brethren.
His brethren tried to pick on me, innit?
Yeah.
So it was like, let's go to the park and, like, do you get what I'm trying to say?
That's big insane.
Up you, though, I don't even know what you're doing. It's long for you, bro.
Your brother used to rap as well?
Nah. My brother's totally different to me, man.
Okay.
He's like very kind of, I don't know if he's introverted, but he's just very quiet and he just like
keeps himself
reserved.
Just kind of. Yeah, it was very different to me, man.
Because I had a similar thing. My brother, I used to spit when I was young. These guys don't even know.
Kurdish medicine.
No, but this was year 7, year 8. But my brother was in year 11. So I used to remix some of his bars, come to year 7, year 8. I used to spit. I used to be the coldest.
Cheat code.
But then it got to year 10. My brother went uni, so I couldn't write. So I wrote my own lyrics.
Okay.
Did you ever get excluded or anything like that?
In primary schools, I was getting kicked out of their schools.
Oh my God. Oh.
But not in secondary school upwards, I never got excluded. I got expelled
Yeah, but not like that though.
Not permanently excluded, but you were expelled and stuff. Okay.
But that's only because me and my brethren used to drum on the tables and beatbox and music. And we had that. Me and my brethren Dice, man. That's, we was always getting in trouble because of you couldn't help it. That's what kind of helped the music thing, because I got a name firstly in school. Like, do you know what I'm trying to say? Through spitting, like year 11, I classed Chipmunk.
Oh, is it?
Like, you get what I'm trying to say? Like,
how much did you lose by?
You know what's crazy, and I've said this before on I think on Spray's podcast time ago, like they were saying that it was a draw, bro.
Yeah.
And this is no cap, Ox Rage, Ox the man, them, like, there was, it was on Tottenham High Road, his school, he's my school. Kind of thing, and they said it was a draw.
Yeah.
You're me for that, you know. Listen, I was looking off, bro. Yeah, and Chip went to Glaze more, innit?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyone that was there, Ox Rage, Ox all them Ferry Lane guys. Stop them. I was there. They all vouch, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? Chip probably won't remember because he was a star them times there already.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? But yeah, man.
A draw. Okay.
I had bars there, man. I was called Clash Kid them times there.
Clash Kid.
I was called Clash Kid them times there.
Clash Kid, man.
That's sick, man.
Who's your favorite artist?
What now?
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, who's your favorite artist growing up? Because that's a different
probably
time.
Probably 50.
50.
Because you. Oh,
no, that was before.
No, not because of that. Like, I just.
that happened well later.
Yeah. I wasn't trying to be like 50. I wasn't trying to follow 50's thing, but no, 50 was my favorite artist. But I had bare favorites. I had Ludacris at the time, Eminem at the time.
Mm. Yeah.
But 50 was my guy. I was like,
yeah. What about in the UK?
In the UK, Dizzy Rascal.
Mm. Yeah, Dizzy was called.
Dizzy Rascal was probably my favorite. Because I started listening to Graham and that, do you know what I'm saying?
Rap-wise,
I'm not going to lie, I used to listen to, because he's from my ends, Young Spray.
Okay.
And I used to listen to, like, Mashtown and that, like. Yeah. But, you know, it was bare different. When it comes to UK, there wasn't really a number one favourite artist. It was just bare different artists I was rocking with at the time, do you know what I'm saying? Before I started spitting and that.
That time was sick as well, where they used to go, like, Westward and stuff.
Yeah.
It was bare sick, man.
In terms of, like, ladies, because you lived in the ends, like, this has happened to me, so I don't know if it's happened to you. Have you ever been, like, met any other girls that have been trying to DM you? Like, have you ever been set up or anything along those lines?
I've been
set up, so I'm just curious. Have you ever been set up?
No. I thought you were saying that, like...
Oh, bare girls were in my DMs?
Yeah.
I don't even use socials like that.
No. I've never been set up, man. Do you know what I'm saying?
Nothing. Yeah. But have you been on a date with a crazy girl or something along those lines?
Been on a date with a catfish.
A catfish?
You didn't see her beforehand?
No, on social media.
Okay.
Talk
us through that. Let me not be at the place because she's going to know I'm talking about.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. She's not going to say anything. She's embarrassed.
No, but do you know what? She looks alright now, though.
Oh, okay.
I see her in the Shade Bar comment one time. Like, wait, I clicked on the thing. I was like,
are you going to go back? Yeah.
No.
What track is that?
My games, man.
Tied up. Tied up.
I'm not going to double back on that, but still, she just looked totally different in person. Like, I think it was the makeup and that, like, on social media, and our son person just didn't look like that, man. But I can't use an excuse, like, I was ill when that, like,
Wait, so you linked up over, where were you going to go?
Somewhere in central London, innit?
Yeah.
Or for dinner?
Just for a little lunch, like a little lunch kind of vibe, whatever.
And then you see her.
I see her, but I was respectful, innit? But then it was I'm feeling ill, do you know what I'm saying?
what, at what point did you do that?
When I saw it, I knew, okay, I've got to think of a plan.
Plan to get
exit plan, nothing, exit plan.
And then obviously I thought, okay, cool, this might work. So I planted the seed when I saw her, a little bit into it, I planted the seed that,
your feeling too.
My stomach turned, yeah.
Went toilet, I'm not feeling, kind of feeling, kind of got a cut.
That's deep, man.
But how did she take it?
No, she was cool, man. But I think she knew what was going on. But she's not going to be like, oh, what are you doing?
She's
not annoying her.
He's not feeding me.
Yeah.
And she knows what. She knows she lied on her Insta. She knows she doesn't look like that.
So, like, I can't even feel guilty because... Like, come on, man.
Yeah, you deceived me first. You did it first, Man said fraud.
That's so fucked.
That's fraud, man.
Did she message you after to be like, oh, when are we going to go for lunch again?
No, you left one message after because I still kept it friendly. I was like, oh, yeah, I did it. Like, but I didn't want to leave it on her, like, prick. I'm not trying
to... You ain't going
to
go for her, like, that thing, innit?
So we still spoke, innit, but then we didn't see each other again, innit, obviously.
Yeah.
Mm. I was watching you the other day on that. Is it Cheyenne?
Cheyenne,
how did you find all of that?
Yeah, that was calm, man. That was calm, man. What's you know them shows are, man. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
you know, the grilling.
The grilling, yeah. The grilling show where
she just tries to grill.
Oh, yeah.
No, that was calm, man. What actually happens?
Like, does she try to? If she likes you, is she trying to date you after that? Or
I don't know, bro. I don't know what she does with people.
What does she do with you, though?
All right, cool.
Let's wrap up. Is there anything you want to say to promote your EP, what you're doing, anything you got coming? I know you just released something.
Yeah, so I've been kind of quiet musically, but obviously I thought this year I'm just dropping everything now because I kind of overthink my music so much. But this year I'm like, you know what, let me just release everything, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Starting with this project. Yeah. Obviously the acting thing as well has been quite a big deal for me.
I see you doing some theater stuff.
Yeah, and then some movies that I've been in as well, which is coming out as well. So
Sick.
There's that. And yeah, just the music and acting, I mean, that's what I'm pushing this year, really. So just look out for that, really, you know what I'm saying?
Sweet. What? Yeah. Drop your Insta.
Yeah, obviously the Insta, Big Tobes SF, BIGTOBZSF. That's across all socials.
Sorry, what? What was that?
Was that a bit fast?
Yeah.
BIGTOBZSF.
Oh, okay. Big Toes SF, yeah.
SF for Stoll's Finest, you get me? But yeah, across all socials. Obviously YouTube, Big Tobes, Spotify and that, Big Tobes. Yeah, man.
Amazing, sweet. Thank you, Big Toes, for coming on the pod.
I was trying to think what SF means.
Yeah,
come on, man.
Yeah,
shit. He didn't grow up in it.
I went to private school.